Parsha Baloscha is the Parsha of the Levim. This is where Shevet Levi is distinguished as a separate and independent group within Klal Yisrael. The Levim undergo a cleansing, a purification, an elevation of stature. And as part of this process, the Torah tells us, each Levi needed to shave their entire body, from head to toe, as a symbol of separation from that which is external to the human body. Through the shaving, the cleansing, Shevet Levi represented a more panimi Jew, a more internally focused human being, removing all the externalities, all the hairs on the outside. It's more about what's in the inside. For this reason, the Levim encamped between Klal Yisrael on the outside, who were on the and the Mishkan that was on the inside. They were more panimi than the rest of Klal Yisrael on the outside. The role of Shevet Levi in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash was twofold, and both of which highlight the purity, the sanctity of the inner Levi. Some Levim served as the gatekeepers, opened and closed the doors to the Mishkan, to the Beis HaMikdash, and yet others served as singers and musicians. These two roles underscore their very essence. The gatekeepers of the Mishkan served as the conduit between Klal Yisrael and the Mishkan. The Levim were the connectors between the rest of Am Yisrael and the Mishkan and the Shechina. The Levim were the bridge between the outside and the inside. That was the role of Levim as gatekeepers. Along the same lines, this is why the Levim, the other Levim, sang in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, the choir, as part of the orchestra. The power of music has the ability to express one's innermost feelings. The feelings of the neshama towards the outside world, to express one's feelings, emotions. While at the same time, that very music has the ability to draw those from the outside closer to the Shechina, bring them inside. Through the power of moving music, breathtaking songs in a harmonious choir of great tzaddikim, the Levim, the outsiders can be brought back inside. Through the kol, through the voice, through the sound of music, people can be brought closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to the Torah, and to Yiddishkeit. The gematria of kol is 136. Perhaps this is why Parshas Baloscha has exactly 136 psukim. Through the sound and through the gatekeeping, Levim were able to bring the outsiders, it's the outsiders to the inside. The Bnei Yisachar in the Sefer Agudat Kala uncovers a remarkable remez in this week's parsha. When spelling out the name Yisrael with each letter b'miloy, in full, Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, and Shin is Shin Yud Nun, and Resh is Resh Yud Shin, and Aleph is Aleph Lamed Fei, and Lamed is Lamed Mem Dalad. When you spell out the letters in such a way, something fascinating emerges, which highlights the essence of the Levi. While paying attention to the middle letters, because Levim were the middle, they were the middle of the nation, the middle of the letters of each of these letters spelled out, Yud Vav Dalad, take the Vav out. Shin is Shin Yud Nun, take the Yud out. Resh is Resh Yud Shin, take the other Yud out. Aleph Lamed Pei, take the Lamed out. And Lamed, Lamed, Mem, Dal, together Mem. Those middle letters, Vav, Yud, Yud, Lamed, Mem, are the same letters unscrambled as Levim. The Levim stand in the middle, the center, the nucleus of Klal Yisrael. They were the connection between the outside and the inside, standing in between both. Between Yisrael on the outside and the Mishkan on the inside. And the Bnei Yisachar finds a new meaning to the words in the parasha when it says, Kacha se Levim mitoch Bnei Yisrael. He says, take the letters Levim, kachas Levim, take the letters Levim that are found mitoch b'nei Yisrael, from inside the words Yisrael. This is the essence of a Levi, to connect the outside to the inside. But the B'nai Yisachar stops right there. He does not explain the significance of the outer letters. He doesn't explain the other letters of Yisrael. The Yud, Shin, Resh, Aleph, Lamed that spelled Yisrael, and the last letters of each of them, Dalet, Nun, Shin, Fe, Dalet. What are those letters doing? The outside and the most inner letters, what are they achieving? What are they trying to teach us? Perhaps we can explain as follows. The first letters of each of these letters spelled out, which is Yisrael, right? Those are the first letters of these letters, Yud, Shin, Resh, Aleph, Lamed, Yisrael. Those are the first letters, the outer letters. They represent the nation that rests furthest from the Mishkan itself. It represented all 12 Shvatim. It represented the children of the Avos and the Imahos, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and so on. Well, not Levi, Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, and so on. The Svarim point out that this is the very significance of the name Yisrael, the letters Yisrael. The letters Yisrael, the Rashi Tevos, of the Avos and the Imahos, the fathers and the mothers of the Beis, Yud Beis Shvatim. The letter Yud stands for Yitzchak and Yaakov. The letter Shin, or Sin, stands for Sarah. The letter Resh stands for Rivka and Rachel. The letter Aleph stands for Avram. And the letter Lam stands for Leah. We have all the Avos and Imahos referenced, referred to in the name Yisrael. So Yisrael on the outside, those outer letters represented all of Klai Yisrael, the children of the Avos Imahos. The middle letters that we just said are the letters of Levim. We've uncovered the significance of the first letters and the middle letters. That leaves us with the last of the letters. The letters we're left with are Dalet, which is the last letter of the Yud, the Nun, the last letter of the Shin, the last letter of the Resh, the Pei, the last letter of the Aleph, and the Dalet, the last letter of the Lamed. Dalet, Nun, Shin, Pei, Dalet. And on the surface, these letters don't mean much. But allow me to make the following suggestion. We already know that the outer letters represent the Avos Imahos, along with all of Klai Yisrael, who lived on the outermost encampment in the desert, in the Midbar. And we already established that the middle letters represent the Levim, who lived in the middle encampment, the area between the Shvatim and the Mishkan. By default, these innermost letters must represent the Machne Shechinah, the innermost encampment, the resting place of the Shechinah, the Mishkan itself. And what exactly was at the core of the Mishkan? What was in the innermost chamber of the Mishkan, at the nucleus of all the Machanos? What was housed in the Kodesh Kedashim? It was the Luchos HaBris. The Luchos HaBris, the Shnei Luchos HaBris were at the center of the Mishkan, the center of all the encampments. If we return back to the question as we wondered the significance of the inner letters of Yisrael, what is the significance of Dalet and Nun, Shin, Pei, Dalet, and how does this relate to the Mishkan, to protecting the Luchos, we find something incredible. The gematria of those letters, Dalet, Nun, Shin, Pei, Dalet, are the same exact gematria as Luchos, Lamed, Ches, Tav, as spelled in the Torah, 438. It's Shevet Levi, the Levim, that stand between those on the outside, Yisrael, and the Shechina and the Luchos on the inside. We should be zocha to bring ourselves closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, along with others around us, increasing Kavod, Shem Shemaim. Have a wonderful Shabbos.